At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
This episode might contain scenes that include violence and other sensitive details. Listener discretion is advised. Also, do hit the notification bell so you won't miss the next episode. Enjoy. It's a quiet Saturday morning on the 4th of January 2020. New Year's Day had just passed, and the arrival of the weekends meant an extended holiday for many people. However, this was no ordinary weekend, because a terrible tragedy was about to unfold. Later that day, screams would be heard, blood would be splattered, and the body of a woman would be seen slumped forward with her hands over the edge of the balcony. It all happened on the third floor of a condominium in Singapore.
Police received a call for help at 12:07 p.m. When they arrived, a woman was found unresponsive in the unit. She was pronounced dead at the scene by paramedics.
Neighbours of the apartment watched in horror as blood streamed down her head and flowed to her fingertips. Her life slowly drained down the ledge, like a river meeting the blood-red sea. That's Christina, a resident said after he recognized the woman. Christina? I know her. I saw her with her husband Paul just the other day, someone else replied. Right at this very moment, a man approached her body from behind. One of his hands firmly gripped a large wooden stick, and the other reached out to pull her body back inside the apartment. As he approached the balcony, sunlight brushed the side of his face, revealing his bloodshot eyes and his clenched teeth. It also revealed his identity. The man was her husband, Paul Leslie Quirk. This is Heinous, an Asian true crime podcast brought to you by MediaCorp and produced by 1UP Media. Born in 1972, Paul Leslie Quirk majored in podiatry at the La Trobe University in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. After graduation in the year 2000, he worked as a podiatrist in Australia, offering specialized consultations on foot, ankle, and lower limb health. After close to 17 years working in Australia, Paul decided that it was time for a change of scenery and made the move to Singapore. In 2016, he started a position as a senior podiatrist at the Tan Tock Seng Hospital in Singapore. Simultaneously, he also did shifts at the Punggol Polyclinic, located 20 minutes away. On his LinkedIn profile, he writes, "I decided to venture to Singapore with my passion in podiatry, hoping to share my experience and knowledge to the local community." Just like many other medical professionals, his time was occupied with patient assessments, diagnostics, prescription of orthotics, and specialized treatment plans. Despite having little time to himself, his time in Singapore presented him with an opportunity to meet the love of his life. Her name was Christina Koo. She graduated from the University of Southern Queensland with a bachelor's degree in psychology. Her last role, as stated on her LinkedIn profile, was the director of a management consulting firm based in America. It's unclear how the couple met, but fast forward to the 8th of August 2017. They tied the knot and signed the registry of marriage. It was an extremely memorable day for the both of them, not just because they got married, but because the couple actually shared the same birthday. And it fell on, you guessed it, the 8th of August. It may seem like the start of a fairy tale love story, but there are certain things you should know. For both Paul and Christina, this was their second marriage. Christina had a son from a previous marriage and had separated with the boy's father for some time. Meanwhile, Paul was diagnosed with depression after divorcing his ex-wife in 2001. It must have been a rough period for the both of them, and Paul was prescribed several antidepressant medications. His doctors even urged him to take it regularly to avoid his symptoms from getting worse. He still remembers the day he was diagnosed. "Paul, this is your medication. Please take it regularly, or else you're not going to get better. Hello? Paul? Are you there? What's the matter? Did you see something?" "Paul? Are you there? "Sorry, I was just tired," Paul replied, confused, with a dazed look on his face. After his diagnosis, the next few years wouldn't be any easier for Paul. His depression spiraled out of control and would often take him on a rollercoaster ride of emotions. Sometimes, his symptoms would get so bad that he would hear voices calling out to him. The voices would tell him absurd things, like the world needed saving and that he was the only person capable of saving the world. Other times, he would have vivid hallucinations. Although it's near impossible to accurately describe the images he might have seen, we do know that these hallucinations had convinced Paul that he needed to save the world. And in order to do that, he was told to kill himself. This led to two deliberate self-harm incidents, where Paul tried to take his own life. Paul spent the following years battling his illness, back and forth to the doctor's office, follow-up after follow-up. His symptoms became cyclical, probably because he had been sporadic in taking his medication. One could argue that if he had just taken his medication as advised, it would put an end to his suffering. But for someone like Paul, it might not be as straightforward. Ever since he was diagnosed in 2001, his life was never the same. He was controlled by a duality. In the day, he would be treating patients, but in his quiet moments, he would be suffering from his own demons. This duality can split a man's mind. And in 2005, it did. Paul was diagnosed with schizophrenia, a serious mental disorder where one would suffer from hallucinations and extremely disordered thinking that impairs daily functioning. Currently, there is no exact cure for schizophrenia, but there are treatments that are focused on managing or reducing the severity of its symptoms. According to the Alzheimer's Association, hallucinations are false perceptions of objects or events that involve the senses. These false perceptions are caused by changes within the brain that result from mental health conditions like schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. Hallucinations come in all kinds of shapes and sizes. You might see the face of a former friend on the wall, or you might see insects crawling on your hand when there isn't. In other cases, you might hear someone talking to you and even engage in conversation with the imagined person. "Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?" It's a terrifying feeling, because drastic changes in behavior may occur. You might become anxious, upset, or suspicious of those around you, and it can be difficult to seek medical help when you're completely convinced that there's nothing wrong with you. It might be difficult to put it in perspective, but we imagine that this is what it might sound like living with such a condition.
Yes, corporate coffee futures and professional design future concept to have professional.
No.
Worse.
You're stupid enough to go dying.
Fortunately, Paul started a good habit of taking his medication on time, and his symptoms have reduced over the years. And shortly after meeting Christina, the couple would live in the Esperina condominium in Bangkok, Singapore. Neighbors say that they would often see the couple happily lounging at the swimming pool. Friends of the couple also added that they've hardly ever witnessed them fighting or felt something amiss with their relationship. At this point, things were looking up for the couple. Paul and Christina would also frequently update their social media accounts. In a Facebook post dated 11th October 2016, Paul changed his profile picture, showcasing the couple and Christina's son having a good time at the beach. As we scroll through their social media accounts, we notice that Paul's accounts have featured Christina's son several times as well, suggesting that the two may have gotten along well and could have shared a deep connection. On November 29th, 2017, an Instagram post from Paul shows him and a boy having fun at a barbecue party. Paul even captioned the post with the words, BBQ with son. Paul treated and loved the boy just like his own. 3 years later, on the 17th of June 2019, Paul uploaded a photo of him and Christina having dinner at a restaurant. He captioned the post with, Father's Day lunch. Many thanks to my lovely family. From an outsider's perspective, Paul and Christina were a match made in heaven. Since both of them were Catholic, perhaps this was God's way of giving them a second chance at love. But Paul was hiding something. Paul's schizophrenia was catching up to him. It was getting worse by the day, and yet no one knew about this. Perhaps he didn't want Christina to worry about him, or maybe he was too occupied by his own thoughts to reach out for help.
Paul, you need to leave.
His hallucinations became more frequent, and the sights and sounds he experienced evolved into something more bizarre.
I'm telling you, Paul, leave now.
The same thoughts would creep into his mind, telling him that the world needed saving. Sometimes, the thoughts would get too loud, disrupting his daily routines in life.
Listen to me, Paul. It's not safe here. You gotta go back home. Paul, leave! Leave!
Paul, are you okay? Christina said as she was awoken by the movement of her husband. She turns around and sees her husband's face covered in sweat.
Jesus, Paul, what's happened to you? You're all sweaty.
Paul placed his hand on his chest, trying to calm himself down. He slowly edged to the side of the bed and said,
Chris, I need to go back to Australia. I need to leave now. If I don't...
Paul, it's the middle of the night.
If this is about the alimony with that ex-wife of yours, I don't want to hear it. We've argued over this countless of times. I'm getting tired of it,
Christina said as she laid back down. Paul turned around and looked at her.
No, Chris, this is different. I need to go back to Australia. If not...
If not what, Paul?
Tell me.
Tell me how this is different. Christina interrupted again. This time, with an anger in her voice. Paul sat there with a blank look on his face, his eyes fixed on the wall of the room. Christina's voice was fading away. Something else was taking over.
Kill her, Paul. She's a demon. Paul, kill her.
Around August of 2019, Paul's schizophrenic episodes started to occur on a daily basis. To make matters worse, he had stopped taking his medications regularly and was now only taking them once every few days. The couple rarely quarrelled, but they did get into a major argument on the 2nd of January in 2020. the context of the argument was never made clear. But several news reports state that the argument was over Paul's request to return to Australia. The argument took place in their condominium, but ended with Paul packing his bags and leaving for another condo where his family from Australia was staying for the week.
Why would you do that, Paul? Why would you leave?
Paul couldn't stop hearing the voices. Some of the things he heard made him feel guilty for walking out on his wife during an argument.
She's a demon.
Others convinced him that his wife was a bad omen sent by demons to destroy his life. On that same night, as he laid in the bed of his family home, Paul felt lonely. There was a moment of peace for him, away from the sinister voices and thoughts. A tear rolled down the side of his face as he was overwhelmed by an immense feeling of guilt. At 3 a.m., he texted Christina.
I'm sorry, Chris. I'm not feeling myself, and I'm quite confused.
45 minutes later, Christina heard someone at the door.
Paul, why have you returned? I thought you said you were spending the night there.
Christina said, as she saw Paul in tears, standing at the doorway, accompanied by his brother. She reached out and embraced her husband. With her head over Paul's shoulders, she said,
Thank you for sending Paul home. We'll be alright here. Don't you have a flight to catch tomorrow? You should head back to get some rest.
The next day, at about 10:20 a.m, Christina and Paul held hands as they sent his brother off to the airport. Afterwards, the couple headed to the Catholic Spirituality Center to seek help and sort out their relationship issues. They held hands and were seated side by side as the service began. Paul had a blank expression on his face. His fingers would tremble occasionally, and Christina would rub her fingers over his hands as a sign of assurance and love. Paul watched the candlelights at the altar sway left and right as the wind gently blew on them.
Stop this, Paul. You have a chance to stop this from getting worse. Don't let her take control of you. Don't let her take control of you.
The service had ended, and the couple exited the center to make their way home. They held hands and walked in silence, perhaps reflecting on the problems with their marriage. Paul had his eyes set on the floor, trying his best to focus and drown out the noise of the street.
Paul? Paul? You have a chance to stop this from getting worse. She is nothing but evil. Staying with her will ruin the balance of everything. You must get rid of her now.
Right as the voices ended, a man decked in sports attire jogged past the couple. Paul looked up and noticed something. He stared at him, his eyes fixated on the words that were on the man's t-shirt. The words read Finisher, a typical t-shirt that's presented to participants after they have completed a marathon. Finish her, Paul thought to himself. Not for a second did his eyes drift away from the words.
Finish her. Finish her. Finish her.
The voices hounded him again and again,
refusing to give him a second of silence.
Finish her.
Even in the shower, after they got home, the voices continued. Only this time, Paul had enough.
Now is the time to strike. Hurry up, Paul. You have to take this opportunity.
The voices were now in unison, screaming for Paul's attention. His eyes scanned the room for something.
Paul. Paul. Paul.
Grab the sticks and finish her.
Paul? What are you doing with the Kali sticks? You know those are for our son's martial art classes, Christina said, as she watched him across the room.
Finish her. Finish her. Finish her.
Paul? Paul? Can you hear me?
A woman was found unresponsive in the unit.
I understand that there were witnesses who saw the accused hitting the lady at the balcony of the unit. They saw blood on the man and they called the police when they witnessed the commotion.
In the next episode, we'll recount the grim events that took place inside the home of Christina Koo and Paul Leslie Quirk. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Heinous, an Asian true crime podcast brought to you by MediaCorp and produced by 1UP Media. If you would like to share some feedback or suggest other cases that you would like us to cover, head on down to our website at asiantruecrimepodcast.com. This episode was researched, produced, and written by Yeo Kwang Jin, with audio engineering by Ethan Sam. Special thanks to executive producers Danny Cordy and Barry Toh from MediaCorp. We hope to see you again soon in the next episode of Heinous.